If you think Bob Chipman has mellowed at the age of 65, you would be wrong.
Are you kidding me on that? Come on! That's bad!
With the fiery courtside demeanor still burning, why is 2017 the year to retire?
Well, I'm not sure it is, but as it comes closer to the end, I've wrapped my arms around it. I just think it's the right time.
Chipman's roots are in Michigan, but he stayed in Kansas after he transferred from a junior college to Kansas State University. In his 2 years as a Wildcat under Coach Jack Hartman, Chipman helped K-State win back-to-back conference titles. Because Chipman played as a guard, he makes no apologies about being tough on guards as a coach.
Javion!
Absolutely. You make them run twice as much. Never good enough. Yeah, there's no question. And thank you, all my guards, for putting up with me. I think I learned that from Coach Hartman.
One of Chipman's teammates, Lon Kruger, also went on to become a basketball coach. Kruger's nephew, Shannon, attended Washburn University's camps as a kid, then later played for Chipman as a guard when the Ichabods played in the NCAA Division II championship game in 2001. As a team leader, he was among those who absorbed the brunt of Chipman's wrath.
He relied on us to be the kind of the coach on the floor and, you know, get everybody on the same page and, use us as examples sometimes to make sure everybody knew what working hard and practice really meant. So, yeah, he was definitely harder on us.
Before Washburn joined the NCAA, it was an NAIA institution. When the NAIA tournament was held at Kemper Arena, the Ichabods won 5 games in Kansas City to win the 1987 championship title. Chipman remembers the experience as something extraordinary.
To do it in your backyard, Dick Vitale, early on in his career, announcing the game. It doesn't get any better than that.
Leading the Ichabods was Topeka Hayden graduate Tom Meyer, who had 22 points and 15 rebounds in the championship game.
Just to be there, because the years before that, Fort Hayes had knocked us off, and we never got a chance to go. And just to be there, and then we just kept winning. You know, we won another one, and kept going. It was like, hey, we can do this. And to have the hometown crowd follow us was just a heck of a deal.
Along with the transition to the NCAA, Chipman saw a lot of changes within the program and around the Washburn campus. Through the years, it strengthened his bond with the university.
We went from partial scholarships to full scholarships. We went from an old arena to a new arena, and then we went to a renovation of an arena, and then the league changed, and the league kept getting better. And along the same lines, I've got 2 kids that love Topeka, love their situation in their schools.
His son, Bobby Chipman, played for him at Washburn. His daughter, Kelsey, played volleyball at K-State.
Today, we want to recognize Coach Chipman for his contributions and dedication to the sport of college basketball over the past 5 decades.
Joining Coach Chipman, the farewell tour for Ichabod Road Games is almost over, something that Chipman admits he has grown weary of since early this season when Washburn played exhibition games against the Kansas Jayhawks and K-State.
When Bill Self gives you tailor-made, he's going to fit you with tailor-made golf clubs. Standing ovation in Allen Fieldhouse. Bruce Weber gives Carol and I round-trip tickets anywhere in the United States. And, you know, the alma mater says such great things about me. It kind of goes downhill from there.
There was a time when Chipman thought he had a shot at being a coach at his alma mater.
Kansas State did interview there, but the timing wasn't quite right. So it just didn't work out there. Wish it would have, I think. Would have loved to have that opportunity, but, you know, such is life. Never really look back. This has been wonderful here.
And at this stage of his career, he's counting his blessings, even as he has a hard time looking past the end of this season and this part of his professional life. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund in Topeka.